The last thing Rebecca remembered before drifting off to sleep was the tattoo on her left breast. Actually, it started on her left breast and then went all the way down across to her right armpit, then down to her navel, covering her entire chest and stomach area. Getting the tattoo was one of those crazy things people do when they're in love and really drunk. She and Chase had been enjoying the romantic Fort Worth stockyards, dining at a Mexican restaurant and then stopping for drinks at a bar. It was on the way back up Main Street that Chase had jokingly suggested they get a tattoo. She laughed at that crazy idea, but then turned serious and told Chase she would do it if he would too. Unfortunately, her tattoo took 7 hours, and Chase didn't have time to get his. It was truly a work of art. It was a tiny dove inside a heart, with an arrow going through it that pointed to a large sunset and then down to a beautiful rendition of Yankee Stadium. It always elicited a response from those who saw it. Most said, "Oh my God." She was admiring her tattoo when suddenly she felt like she'd been hit by a sledgehammer. She began to fall into a deep trance, like when your mom's on the phone telling you about her hip replacement. Just before she lost consciousness, there was this loud ringing. It sounded like a phone. It was the phone. She used her last burst of energy to pick up the phone. She answered groggily, "Hello?" The voice on the other end was vaguely familiar, but in her fog she couldn't quite place it. "Rebecca, it's Chase," the voice said. Rebecca knew it was a voice she'd heard before, but couldn't quite make the connection. "It's Chase, Rebecca," the voice began again. "It's me, Chase." Rebecca sat up in her bed, trying with all her might to stay awake. "Is this Chase?" she asked. Chase talked urgently, like you would if you were at the Shell station and you needed the bathroom key, even if it came attached to that huge baseball bat. "Rebecca, listen to me very carefully. You've been drugged. Those pills you took a few minutes ago could kill you. I need you to throw up. Quickly, order some hospital food." Rebecca listened intently. "Rebecca, it's you and me against the world, darling. They're all against us. Pack a bag. I'm breaking out of here. I'll pick you up and we'll run away together. Together, like Sonny and Cher were before they broke up. It's you and me, babe." Rebecca held the phone up to her eyes and stared at it, like a dog does to your finger when you're trying to get him to look at something you're pointing at, but he just stares at your finger. "Chase, is that you?"